Hi, it's Julie Potiker for the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.
Let's find a position for our meditation right now that feels comfortable and supportive. You might want to take off your eyeglasses if you're wearing them. You might want to move your shoulders around, move your spine around, move your head around, move your arms around. And then when your body comes to a still position, let your eyes close if that's your practice. Or if you'd prefer them open, just a gentle downward gaze. And we're going to take three nourishing breaths. In for a count of four, then a slight pause, and out for a count of six. Breathing out. One more. Breathing out. One more. This last one, really fill your lungs as long as it's comfortable. Pause at the top and then let it out with a sigh. Okay, letting your body relax and letting your breath find its natural rhythm, which actually can take a few breaths after you've been forcing the breath in and forcing the breath out like you have. And relax your scalp. Let relaxation move down your forehead. Relax your eyebrows. Imagining relaxing your brain. Relaxing in your sinuses and your nose, the inside and outside of your ears, and releasing your jaw. You might want to move your chin around just so that you can get the feeling of what you're doing. You're actually unhinging, letting your face soften. And when you go to close your lips, you can let your teeth remain parted so you're not clenching, you're not tightening any muscles. Moving down and relaxing your neck, your throat, your windpipe, your vocal cords, just softening. Letting your shoulder blades move down your back. Breathing in and out through your heart for a couple breaths, just visualizing that. While you're there, relax your shoulders, your biceps and your elbows, your forearms and your hands. You may want to place a hand where you find it soothing as you relax your belly. Let your hips release. Relax your thighs and your knees, your calves and your ankles. Soften your feet and take a moment to notice your feet. I'm wearing slippers, so my feet feel kind of warm and moist, but you might have bare feet right now, and they might be chilly and dry. Just notice what is the temperature and texture as far as you can discern it from your mind, imagining your feet right now. And then if you'd like to, root your feet to the planet on this spring day in this hemisphere. You can imagine the roots going down, and all the tendrils going sideways, holding each other's hands, holding us together, connecting us. Now allowing your awareness to move up your body to your breath and seeing and feeling your body breathing in and out wherever it's most easy to notice it. Choosing a word to breathe into your soul, something that would serve you today. Could be hope or help, or love or peace or ease, harmony, courage, calm, love. It's all love. Choosing a word on your inhale. You can imagine being so resourced with this word, which is a concept, which is a feeling, a prayer, a wish, a want, so filling you up, that on your exhale, you can gift out on your exhale. You can gift it out just to the planet at large or specific individuals that you know would need it, want it, that it would benefit, without getting too tied up in a story, breathing in love and breathing out love, whether it's hope or healing or peace or ease, it's love, it's all love. If your mind has wandered, gently, lovingly bringing it back to the task at hand, which is your body breathing, perhaps with a word on the inhale and a word on the exhale. That's all we're doing right now. Concentrating our attention. Next time your mind wanders, re-relaxing your body, feeling where it meets whatever you're sitting on, and redirecting your attention to your in-breath and your out. And body breathing in and body breathing out. If you've been using a word on your inhale and on your exhale, see if you can let the word go and see if your mind is calm enough at this point to merely use your breath. Just try it. Play around with it. If it gets noisy, you can go back to the word or you can count in for four and out for four. I'm just trying some open awareness here. allowing the words of this poem to just drift through your consciousness. It's called Forms of Love by Daniel Bayliss. Sometimes I wonder, what's the point? Why be good? Why care? Why try to change things? Why, when we continue to wreck each other? Yet I keep moving forward, not because I am confident of any outcomes, but because I am still susceptible to sweet things. A sunset, a cup of coffee, a warm blanket, the smell of lilacs, the sound of my mother's laughter, and all the other forms of love. Sometimes I wonder, what would the world look like if each of us decided to become a form of love? That's Forms of Love by Daniel Bayliss. Wiggling your fingers and wiggling your toes, and when you hear the sounds of the chimes coming back, maybe a little stretch.
Thank you for listening. It's Julie Potiker from the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.